Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we bring you the very best in superhero and pop culture entertainment. My name is Amy, and with me today, as always, is the lovely Rachel.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. How are you, girl?
You know what? I'm fucking fabulous. I am double vaccinated. And I feel like I'm like really superior to everybody right now. Because I got Pfizer.
And ooh, me too, girl. Me too. Look at us go. Only the fanciest for fangirling.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, how are you feeling?
Truthfully, I feel like shit. Hey. I've been practically bedridden for 2 days, but you know what? I expected it. I was ready.
Yep.
And, but I woke up this morning able to function, so that is amazing.
We're both here as functioning humans,
yeah.
Albeit running very late because of me and who I am as a person. So
that's, you know what? I think we're all used to it by now. The entirety of the listener community, they know.
We know. Yeah. It is so interesting, and I have said this before on the show. You know me. I'm a very organized, structured person, right?
Mm.
But just in terms of myself as a human,
yeah,
I'm just always late at the moment, and it's something I don't aspire to be. And look, I'm going to do better, guys. I'm going to do better. I say with a brave face. Anyway, we're not here to talk about me. We're not here to talk about you. It's just you and me that are going to talk about a topic.
Yeah, that's right.
And that topic, we are here to talk about you and me. Who are we kidding? The topic this week we have chosen is something that is going to be fabulous and hits very close to home. So we're talking about our favorite film scores this week.
Yeah, I love a film score.
Me too.
Especially
when it's a good one.
It's got to be a good one. And it's usually a score that will bring me to tears.
Yeah.
If there's a scene and it's super emotional, but there's like no swelling theme in the background, forget about it.
No, you're not gonna about it.
No tears for you, friend, but you pair it up with something really awesome in the background, and like I'm a fucking mess.
A hot mess.
You know, there are songs or scores that I can hear and I almost instantly start tearing up.
Mm.
Or like if I'm sitting in a cinema and I start to hear a theme, there could be nothing going on the screen. But like my whole soul gets excited and I just start crying. We know this. I'm a crier. Like if I'm not between like a 3 and a 7, I'm crying. So
yeah, this is where you sit on the scale.
It's who I am. That's who I am as a person.
Great. I'm glad we're sharing. Yeah. I'm definitely not that as a person. I'm not a crier, like we've talked about, unless dogs are involved. But I do agree. You know, music makes the entire scene of whatever scene it is, if it's happy, sad, scary.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, how people connected with silent films in the past. Like, just for me personally, because I'm not from, like, I'm not from that era.
No, but silent films had music.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah, it was like some dude in the auditorium playing a piano as the film rolled.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You can tell how many silent films I've watched. actually, zero.
Yeah, they still had music. They're just no talking.
No talking. Mm. Anyway, so where I was trying to go with that is the music really, for me, makes me connect to whatever scene it is. Same as you were saying, you know, if it's if it's a crying scene and that big old swell of music comes in, it's a tearjerker straight away.
That's right.
For me, if a dog is involved, I'll definitely be crying. If there's sad music whilst the dog is involved, I'll be a hysterical mess.
Yeah, that's right.
So totally get where you're coming from there. So we've both made a bit of a list in true us fashion, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go back and forward a little bit. Do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I do. Good. Okay, I have, oh my God, I'm looking at my list that I wrote several weeks ago.
Yeah, it has been a hot minute since we revisited this.
And I barely understand my own list, but I'm going to roll with it.
You should just read what you've written word for word, because I love reading what past Amy wrote sometimes, and I'm like, you dumb bitch.
No, because it's in really wicked shorthand and you wouldn't understand what I was saying.
All right, well, give us a summary. Let's go.
All right, Star Wars.
Star Wars,
right?
Yes.
But it's not – I've written here three separate things, right?
Okay.
The words I've written are main, Vader, and D-U-O-T-F, which I think I mean Jewel of the Fates, and I don't know why I added the U in there.
Hey, there's no rules here. You can add a U if you want.
Anyway,
you do you, boo-boo.
So the main theme for Star Wars, the Imperial March and Duel of the Fates, all by John Williams, all incredible. I remember sitting in the cinema when the Phantom Menace came out.
Oh, yes.
And the, you know, the title rolling scrolling words came up and that main theme started playing, like it just blasts out because it's just so, like, you know, with the trumpets and everything. I instantly started crying. I was either 13 or 14. What year did it come out? 2000?
You're
maybe?
Asking the wrong person.
I don't know what. Anyway, I was in that age range between 12 and 14, and it was the first time I was seeing Star Wars on the big screen, but it wasn't anything that got me except that, like, oh my God, I'm hearing this in the cinema, I'm sitting here, I'm watching Star Wars, this is happening, and I was just instantly bawling
engrossed
my eyes
it.
Out.
Yep.
Yeah, because I'd seen the original trilogy, but, like, on VHS.
Yeah.
So seeing it in a cinema for the first time was just, I will never get that feeling back ever.
Do you know what? That's a really good point. Like, I've watched a couple of these films that are on my list, like, many, many times at home, but nothing quite compares to that surround sound that you get in the cinema when you're experiencing it, and, like, just that in your face fucking music, bam, 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 music left, right, and center.
Yeah, that's right.
And especially Star Wars, which is such a powerful, you know, franchise as it is, with a killer film score.
It really does. Like, even the kind of like that Tatooine Skywalker theme, it's a little bit softer, but still really good. These are probably the scores that I, like, sing the most.
Yeah.
Just the other day, for absolutely no reason, I was crossing the road with the kids and I just started bum, 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 ba-da-dum, bum. And the kids are like, what are you doing? I'm like, just roll with it. Bum, 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 bum.
Mum's on a roll. Stick with it.
And we crossed the road safely. They totally get me. They understand. Yes.
I love that about them. All right, Star Wars, great choice. I might stick with the John Williams theme and lay down my number first one. Not number one. We know I'm shit at counting.
Yeah.
as an engineer, I'm shit at counting. Is the Harry Potter franchise.
Girl.
Was that on your list?
Yeah, of course. It was next.
Excellent. For me, the first three films, probably their film scores were – well, the first two really set the theme for the rest of the franchise, right?
Yeah, because that Hedwig's theme
is
carries
the big one
on through.
For all of it.
Yeah.
And then we had, you know, the change in director for the third film, and it was a bit more of a, I want to say, darker
yes.
type of vibe as the kids got yeah. older, things like that. The music started to change. And I'm not too sure. I feel like John Williams was probably still the composer at that point, but I know it did change across the series. But Harry Potter in general, not getting down into the specifics of it, Hedwig's theme,
yeah,
stand out for me.
Yeah, me
absolutely.
Too. Me too.
All of the other little bits and bobs that went into the music that came into Harry Potter, like even when, you know, they're walking towards the pumpkin patch or whatever and just the little,
yeah.
you know, the Quidditch, dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
dun, like all of that kind of yeah. stuff. You just think on it and, like, it's just music, right, that's played while people are doing something. But every time I hear it, I'm transported to whatever that scene is. Like, you know, yes. they're playing a Quidditch match or yeah. they're at the Wizarding World Cup. Like,
yeah.
or they're singing at the bloody whatever, you know.
Yeah, they did that really cool, like in the, I think it was the third film with the little choir singing and everything, and they sing that double, double toil and trouble.
Toil and trouble, that was yeah.
cool. Yeah. Yeah, yeah I and love when, those scores.
And, you know, when we're introducing the other wizarding schools and all of the music that comes along with them and the Triwizard Tournament. And,
yeah, oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, the Durmstrang one.
The Durmstrang
really cool
with the fire sticks.
Yeah. yeah.
The fire.
Fire.
But, like, I think for me it's one of the biggest ones because reading it as a book, obviously you get no music, right? It's what – well, maybe you do. I yeah. don't know what happens in your head when you're reading books. Maybe you do make a soundtrack. Whatever. maybe
this
somebody.
This reminds me of Emperor's New Groove when Kronk oh. makes his own themes.
I love Kronk. Oh. So, yeah, you read these books and you don't obviously have any of that, and then you see it on the big screen and, you know, it comes with – this yeah. killer soundtrack and all of the shit that comes along with that is just super cool. And Harry Potter for me, that's right up there.
I've got like a little music box with a crank and it plays mm-hmm. Hedwig's theme. It's really
Aww,
cute. It's like a little Ravenclaw music box.
Oh, I should have worn my Ravenclaw pajamas for tonight. I'm just wearing some boring old pajamas anyway.
So I'm just wearing my boring old pajamas too. It's okay.
Guys, I live in my pajamas, so sorry, not sorry. There you go, Harry Potter for me. What's next on your list?
Okay, you know what? You know what we're
what?
Still in? We're still what? In John Williams territory, people.
Excellent.
We're not leaving anytime soon. I have so many John Williams things over here.
What a man.
I know.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a man.
Okay, have you seen the new Cinderella?
With Camila Cabello?
Yeah. No,
no, I haven't.
She needs to commit, by the way, to a sound. Is she Camila Cabello? Or is she Camila Cabello? Because you can't change the sound of your L's between your names.
Just tell me which one you want and I will pronounce it that way.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm not switching. Anyway.
No, I haven't seen it and I want to, right? I'm actually going to watch it this weekend. Oh, no.
I want to, but I've seen so much cringe shit, particularly about the – because it's a whole-ass musical, but they're using like – modern songs, but there's like in the ball scene all the prospective
my favorite.
All the prospective
it is my favorite sorry, not
all
sorry.
The prospective you know princesses they want to marry the prince or whatever they sing What a Man but it's like bad.
Oh no.
And you get like Idina Menzel singing Madonna's Material Girl because she's like the
wicked
She's
like
stepmother.
Proper yeah. Broadway star, right? It's not quite a song that suits, so
yeah.
it doesn't quite
it's,
make
it's
sense
really,
in my mind.
It's really strange. And there was another clip that I saw and I can't remember what song it was. It was some modern song, like from today times.
Okay.
But I was like, ooh, I don't think so. I don't think so.
It's like an Aladdin vibe.
Maybe I do want to watch it for the cringe factor.
Maybe, but you didn't like the Aladdin version of, you know, putting their
own
spin on things.
No, this is a whole different animal. I feel like this is a film that just should not exist.
Fair. Maybe I'll add it lower on my priority
list. We've had enough Cinderellas.
We know the drill, okay?
Yeah, we've had enough.
We know what it is.
She goes to a party, she loses her fucking shoe, the prince comes and he's like, yo, we dance, let's get married.
Yay!
Huzzah!
And then, happily ever after, with no divorce and no nothing ever again.
That's right. She doesn't even get stretch marks when she has kids.
What a bitch!
What a hoe bag.
Anyway,
right, John anyway, Williams.
Is it your turn? Yeah. It's your turn. I'm confused. Cool.
John Williams. Jurassic Park.
Oh my God, yes, it was my next one. Thank you, Lord.
I am not sorry at how much I cry hearing this song. Put it on in the car, I'm crying. You can't stop me. Stop. I can't. I get so excited. I'm just so, this film just brings, the score just like lights me up inside. I'm like, fuck yes, there's some fucking dinosaurs.
Oh my God, you know the scene, you know the scene I'm talking about in the newer Jurassic Park movies where the long neck is stuck on the island,
it's
and
sad,
unfortunately
man.
Dies
it's
right
sad. Mm.
The music playing over that will forever, like, I can't sing it for you, but if I hear it,
I know,
I'm
on.
Like, it's fucking dying. That it's the dinosaurs dying. Like, I can't.
Mm, yeah.
But Jurassic Park is honestly, who, if you can't tell me that if you sang that part to somebody, they wouldn't be like, oh, that's Jurassic
Park. That's Jurassic
like,
Park. Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
Of course they would. Oh, my goodness. I'm just reminiscing on all of the Jurassic Park films actually in my brain because we've got more coming out with, you know, the Chris Pratt era.
Pratt.
Don't we?
Fucking Pratt. Yeah, there's one more at least. There's at least one more. So Dominion, I think, is either being filmed or it's just finished filming or
yeah,
I don't know because it was delayed, I'm guessing, with COVID. I know not long ago they were still filming. I don't know if they've finished now or if they've had to have another delay because America's gone crazy with COVID again, but who knows.
Mm. God dang. Well, that's a great one. I don't really think we need to say more about Jurassic Park.
And no, I'm sorry, it's iconic. It's absolutely iconic.
If you didn't think Jurassic Park was going to be on this list, you were incorrect.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, over to me. Well, maybe before we go on to my next one, we might take a short break.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back. All right.
I love that.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking with us. I'm going to go a little bit left of field here and you might red card me and say, no, outside the rules. But I'm going to put an animated film in here.
Who says you can't do that?
Look. Do we have any rules, really?
Yeah, no. It's got to be a film score, but go
nah,
on.
It can be whatever I want. No, I can't. I've got Up here.
Oh,
so,
my God. Why are you hitting me in the feels like this?
Yeah, the scene montage of Up with Ellie, you know, as they grow through their life. What's the Ellie and
Carl?
Shit, Carl.
Who just recently passed away.
Yes, I saw that. Bless his cotton socks. But, yeah, Up. Like that first montage of Up and all of that. Like all of that get me every time. I remember going to the movies to watch Up and I did not cry, but I was like, God damn, this is like right in my heart. And I looked over to my friend who I'd gone to see it with, a blubbering mess.
That was
And
me.
She was like, Why are we here? Can we go home? I'm like, nope.
Like, this is the first 10 minutes of a children's film.
Yes.
What in the fucking fuck is going on?
What in the crikey fuck have I gotten myself into?
Why?
And, like, obviously it's a bit different to the other films we've discussed because, obviously, you know, it is animated and it's a bit different. It doesn't have any real, like, I think it's the same sort of song throughout the whole thing, but changed slightly and made more dramatic.
That's right.
Rather than, you know, we've got the Hedwig's theme or the actual theme of Jurassic Park as a song, if you want to call it. It's more like the continuous music throughout the film.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one kind of hit really close to home for me. I liked it a lot. Little Up.
I'm sad.
I need to tell you a story first before we move on about Up that I tell everybody that I talk to Up about. So,
oh my God.
In my street that I live in, we have an adorable family who lives next door and has two adorable kids, right? And the son of this family is the best little human I've ever met in my life. He's wonderful. He walks around wearing like a Legionnaire's cap and a backpack a lot, and he wears his socks really high. And we call him Russell because he's always walking around like with his little bowl cut and his backpack, even when he's scootering around. So he's Russell. He's so cute. I love him. He always checks in with my husband when he pulls up from work. He's like, hello. And my husband's always like, hey, Russ, how's it going? And he's like, it's good. It's good.
That's so anyway, cute.
So, yeah, it is really cute.
Whoa.
Lost me microphone, guys. But
holy shiznit.
Did you see those reflexes?
Amy's on the wines. That's not true. Dear. I'm on the wines.
It's not. I'm on the waters. But I did catch that. Man, I got cat-like reflexes. Bam.
Nice.
Anyway. Okay. That's me. Up. What's next for you?
Okay. Let's take a break from John Williams for a minute.
Rachel's entire list is just John Williams.
It's 90% John Williams, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to Alan Silvestri Town.
Okay. Hit me with it.
With the Avengers theme.
Yes. Yes.
So this is another one that I get pumped for.
Just pumped up, listening to film scores.
Girl, I am music gets me going. But yes. I have a playlist on my Spotify that is for the kids.
Right.
But it has it has a mix of film scores and modern pop. And I've managed to get rid of Wiggles and stuff over
there. Oh, good on you.
But we've also got TV theme songs and stuff. So we've got Ninja Turtles theme song, Power Rangers theme songs.
Love it.
But
yes.
it's 50-50 split between theme songs and scores and just good old fashioned music. You know, Queen. Kids love Queen. They love Michael Jackson and they love Kiss. I don't whatever. So
yeah, weird.
They and Bruno Mars. So it's Queen, Michael Jackson, Kiss, Bruno Mars, and film scores. But it's okay.
I mean, it's a great match.
But
it's
when we want to have a really good day.
Yeah.
Oh, you bet your ass I'm hitting them with the Avengers theme.
Yes.
You know, we're rolling out of the driveway, you know.
And they're like, yeah, Mom, turn it up.
Yeah. Mm. And they're like, they've got their fingers up.
So
they're so happy.
Public service announcement. If you see Rachel driving down the street with her children rocking out, she's 100% listening to the Avengers theme song.
yeah. And hand in hand with that also goes the score from the portal scene.
The portals. Oh, yes.
Yeah. We're in the car. We're like, dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. and then I point to one of the kids and he's like, Avengers! And then the other one will be like, assemble.
It's like you're the conductor of your own orchestra. Bam, bam, bam. Do you know what? Talking about that and getting pumped up for music and stuff. I used to be in band and I know you've done a heap of stuff in terms of that space. How good is that feeling when you're in the middle of it all and you're like, fuck yeah, we're making this. I have a vivid memory of when I was in my last year of high school and I played the trumpet, right? I'm a cool gal. Just nice. Ask me. And we were playing this medley of The Lion King. music. Mm-hmm. And I just like remember like playing through it and I was like, God damn, we're good. Like people are pumped. Like you look out and then you're like, you are the biggest nerd in the whole fucking world. Like nobody really cares about you playing the trumpet to the Lion King, Amy. Pull your head out of your ass. It's so like good to be in it. So I'm so glad that they love that and they get pumped up for it.
Yeah.
Little gems.
They are.
While we're on the topic of the Avengers in general, I want to just lay on you my most favorite. So we actually own these CDs from this Marvel film, which I think I have mentioned before, which is the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Those soundtracks are bomb ass.
100%. They're not in here because I don't count them as scores.
They're not a film score. They're just a compilation of
it's a soundtrack.
Yes.
But I love those soundtracks.
Yes, yeah, love ma'am.
Them. Yeah.
They're all very good. Even like the Thor like soundtracks I reckon are also quite good.
Oh, yeah, very good. Very good.
All right, over to me. I'm going to take it back to John Williams.
You're going back just to John Williams.
Spice it up with a bit of E.T. in your ears.
Oh, my God. Ooh, E.T. I don't know if I even remember it.
So it's oh my God, my MacBook is it's trying to search ET because I said it with so much enthusiasm. Sorry guys. And we're back. ET. So for me, it's nothing that really stands out as a song for like, you know, how we were talking through like the song for Up or Hedwig's theme or things like that. When I was going through, because because we've had so much time to prepare for this episode, guys, I did a little bit of listening to some of the film scores because I was like, I need to remember that. And then the recommendation that came up was like, you know, ET. And I was like,
like
I don't really remember
when he's riding
the
bike over the moon.
Yes. Yeah,
I know it. Like, know it now. Yeah,
that's the one. And like the one where the government comes and it's all, you know, he's in his like little tube of emotion, if you want to call it that. And he's like, can't see his friends and all this stuff and all of that kind of thing. And I was like, you know what, man, John Williams was a blessing to this planet.
Yeah, John Williams is the bomb.
Yeah.
He's like the OG film score dude.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
There's not really that compare.
E.T. And you know what? It's been a hot minute since I've watched E.T. because it's definitely not a movie I go back and revisit often. But when I was listening to some of the snippets, I was like, it's an old film and you see that immediately when you open it. But I'm like, the music could stand the test of time.
Yes.
So one of my friends is morbidly afraid of E.T. still to this day and I love it.
Really?
Yep. Had a weird phobia of him when she was younger and still stresses out a little bit when she hears or sees him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. I know. It's a weird and wonderful world that we live in. Oh, all right. Have you got any more?
I've got so many more. I can keep going for days, but that's okay.
Let's go. Lay them on me.
Okay. Well, do you
have any
more?
You got any Hans Zimmer on your list?
You know what? I actually don't have Hans Zimmer.
No. No, I mean, it only came to my mind because of The Lion King and things like that I was just talking about before.
Oh.
And also.
Unless, is he's a pirate? No, that's not. No, that's Clark.
He was the Dark Knight. He did some stuff on The Dark Knight.
He did.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, he did.
Was that
him? He did, but I don't think that he did He's a Pirate because I've got He's a Pirate, which is like. You know, like the da 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 da.
Yes.
That's somebody called Klaus Badelt.
Okay. Badelt, good job, Klaus.
Yeah. So I can't really give that to Hans Zimmer.
No. Well, look, Pirates of the Caribbean score is.
That's beautiful. On my list. Yeah. That's
okay.
The next one. So
cool.
Pirates
Let's talk
of the Caribbean,
that.
Amazing. Amazing. The whole thing.
You know that scene where it's, you know, Johnny Depp and Orlando Bloom in the, like, Smith's cottage or whatever and they're doing their twirl of swords and things like that?
Sword fighting.
That scene. Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
I was trying to be fancy. Okay, just give it to me. That scene is amazing in terms of the way it's choreographed with the music.
Yes.
Like, bang on.
Yes. No, I totally agree.
Also, it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm feeling so bad for Hans Zimmer right now because he is such an iconic composer.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I haven't given him enough credit here.
No, he only came to mind when I started talking about The Lion King and me being a weird trumpet band freak before. And I was like, you know what? Because I'm pretty sure he's involved in the new Dune score or soundtrack I think I remember seeing something about, don't quote me on it. I could be wrong. I'm often wrong, but.
Did he do, okay, so he did do, he did, oh, he didn't do the first, he did not do the first Pirates of the Caribbean. He did Dead Man's Chest, At World's End, and On Stranger Tides, and then he did the Nolan Batmans.
Yep, Dark Knight, blah, blah.
Yeah, okay, Sherlock Holmes, Inception.
Ooh.
I know. 12 Years a Slave. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay. Just number two.
He did Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, but I feel like he actually fucking, no, he did not do a good job on that. No. One.
Sorry, Hans. It's a no from us. We've spoken.
And he also did Wonder Woman 1984, which was a massive letdown in terms of soundtrack, because I was expecting a kick-ass 80s soundtrack and you didn't do it, Hans, and you let me down. So you know what? Just for that alone, you kicked off my list.
Maybe that's why he was blatantly ignored.
Excuse me.
Suck on that, Hans.
Suck on it, Hans. All
right. Who else have you got on your list then?
Okay, I've got Danny Elfman.
Oh, just fuck, I forgot all about Danny Elfman.
Mm-hmm. He did Batman. Damn, he Amy. Did the Batman theme.
Yes.
Like
yes,
the OG Batman theme. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, OG in terms of Hollywood films.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
The Tim Burton Batman. And then he's also done, you know, things like Beetlejuice and anything that Tim Burton was involved with. You've got Danny Elfman right there. And it's another iconic composer. As soon as you hear something that's Danny Elfman, you go, that's fucking Danny Elfman. I know it.
I wonder if he worked with Tim Burton on Nightmare Before Christmas.
I feel like he probably did because that was their prime.
Yes, that's just come to my head then. I'm going to Google it while you tell me other things that are on your list right now. Look at us go.
I know. Look, we are in – yeah, Danny Elfman.
Nailed it. That's a great film. Great film.
Yeah.
Great score, soundtrack, songwriting abilities, whatever, composers.
And before we go back to John Williamstown.
Yes.
Okay, so Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
The Far From Home Suite.
Yes.
By Michael Giacchino.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Incredible. That is another one that even when the kids are not in the car, I'll turn that shit up.
You jam out to
it's
it.
It's really good. So Far From, like the Homecoming Suite's really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same sort of vibe. It's just that when it gets into, because what the suites do is that they go from the main Spider-Man theme into some other theme and then they'll hit the villain theme.
Yes.
The Vulture theme.
Villain themes are so powerful.
Right? The Vulture theme is really loud and imposing and it really throws me off when I hear it. So the Far From Home Suite, when it goes into the Mysterio thing, which is kind of like really electronic and
techno-y,
it's really cool. It pumps me up and then I feel like I'm like an agent working for S.H.I.E.L.D. and I'm like super cool.
Ready to take on the world.
Yeah, so that's a really awesome one. I just love it. So, Michael Giacchino, wherever you are, good job, buddy.
Good job, mate.
Good job.
That's a good one.
If you've made it onto a list that is predominantly John Williams and Alan Silvestri, and then you've also got some Danny Elfman in there, and you are mentioned, you know you did a good job.
Bitch, you're doing a good job.
Bitch, you're doing a good job. We would be remiss if we didn't talk about Mr. Indiana Jones.
Oh, shit, yes.
Right? If you have never rushed out of somewhere or tried to, like, roll under a garage door and you haven't gone da 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 da, what are you doing with your life if you've never
tried?
You're
not living correctly.
You know, or if you've just, like, got and you've realized that you've forgotten your hat, you know, and you just quickly run inside da 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 da.
I got to get my Kubra.
I got to go get my hat, guys. Just name my
great Cooper. One. That's a really good one.
It's a really good theme, Cooper. Right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. You got anything else for me?
Yes. Last one.
Okay.
Certainly one. Not least.
Yeah.
The one. The only. I wish you guys could see my hand gestures.
She's doing like full, like she's a composer, not a composer, a conductor ready to like stir the masses.
The one. The only.
Excellent.
I'm Scarlet Witching now. Superman.
Superman.
Superman. It just takes me back to walking into Warner Brothers Movie World.
Oh my God. I feel like this is like the first thing.
Yeah, I feel like every time I walk through the gates, I hear Superman song. Mm-hmm. And I just there's something really joyful and uplifting and inspiring about it, and I'm certain that that was exactly what they were going for, what John Williams was going for, because that's everything that Superman is. You know, he's supposed to be joyful and uplifting and inspire the people.
Hope.
And he is just hope, and that's what that theme is, like that it could cheer you up on any day and it makes you feel powerful and amazing. It's just pure warmth. It's like the theme song is the sun and I am Superman and I get all of my power from that theme song. Yeah.
Do you know what that you've just described there? I remember I haven't been to Movie World in forever, right? But that feeling of walking through that gate, right, and hearing all of that music, you're so right. You're like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
And well, Superman's singing me in.
This year I was very lucky to take my children and Jake for the very first time
to what?
Movie World. Jake has never been. Like, this guy is the biggest.
That surprises me.
I know. He's the biggest Superman fan that I've ever met. He has the Superman logo tattooed on his body. Like,
he's committed.
His car is Superman themed. His fucking life is Superman themed.
Mm-hmm.
And he had never been to Movie World. When we walked in and I could hear the music in the background, and I'm like, I'm looking around, I'm in Movie World, my kids are here, my husband's here. It was literally one of the happiest moments of my life.
Oh, bless. And, that's wonderful.
And I just started crying, and Jake was like, the fuck, bro? And I'm like, we've gone beyond a 7 on the happiness scale.
We've I'm gone out of beyond the element.
A 7. So, you know, it's happening, and I'm crying, and I have no regrets about this. So, yeah, it was just one of the best moments ever is being in Movie World. You've got the Superman theme song. Even just hearing it when you watch, you know, the old school movies with Christopher Reeves, it's just, oh my God.
It's all that.
It's oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh man. That's a great, I think we've done a really good job of pulling a list together, mostly on your part, if we're being honest, of different film scores to discuss today. That
I'm
was
just
really
a very
good.
Passionate person when it comes to music, guys.
You are. You are. Look at I've got a tattoo of a bass clef and treble clef that
That's
make a love heart.
That's cute. That's very cute.
You guys can't see it, but Rachel can.
I can. I see everything.
she does.
I don't have any music-themed tattoos. How sad is that?
Maybe one day soon.
Maybe one day.
Watch. Next time Rachel will be like, so I got a new tattoo.
Yeah, watch this space. I did vow just recently to get a tattoo of a sparkly dagger. So,
oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was because me and my bestie, we are murder queens together.
Ah, excellent. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
I love that for you. Oh, well, I think we're done for today.
I think so too. Yes. We're going to be back next
anything
week.
Else?
No.
No, good. She's like, no, I'm done. I've peaked on Superman.
I peaked
and I'm
on
done.
I'm done. We can't
no,
go
I definitely
anywhere.
I don't
from
have
here.
Anything else.
All right. Well, we will be back next week.
Yeah.
The
no,
boys
week
will.
After. Yes. But we as people will be back.
We as
in two
a podcast.
Weeks.
Yes. We as people will be back in 2 weeks. We as a podcast will be back next week.
Yes. We got there, guys. Thanks for sticking
around. Holy moly. Oh, my God. If you like what we've heard, why don't you do one of these things? Friend, you can hit the subscribe button. And you can leave us a review. You could tell people about us. You can join the Facebook listener community. You know how you do that?
How? Tell me.
You search the Comic Confidential Listener Community on Facebook.
And you'll find us. Your eyeballs will find
us. You'll find us. Today I posted a meme about David Bowie's penis. Go ahead.
Yes, you did.
Join.
It's that quality content that you are missing out when you're not in this group. Let me tell you right now, friends, you need to get on board.
Oh, that's right. And you know what? Confidential is part of the CC Radio Network community. You know, it's a community.
But it is.
We're part of the CC Radio Network alongside other great shows like The Countdown with Paul and Wayne.
Yes.
And Believe, hosted by the Shaved Yowie himself, Cade Moyer.
Yeah.
So if you want to check those out, all you need to do is head to ccradio.com.au. So that is it, my friends. Woo! Wow, so enthusiastic.
Thank you. I was like halfway reaching to have a drink of water and I was like, I have made an incorrect decision here, my friend.
Oh my goodness. We've got like 10 seconds left of the podcast, Amy.
All right, ready? Ready? It's all up to me. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Amy.
And I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
God damn, drink your water, girl.
Yeah, no, I'm parched. All right, bye, guys. Bye. See you later.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.